Hey, everybody, this is Stelly Efty.
And this is Heaton Shaw. And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about account-based marketing.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
It's one of the new terms that's coming out in sales. And I have questions for Stelly, but he has questions for me on this topic. And it's one of those questions, one of those topics where, like, I think it's a bullshit term, to be honest with you, Stelly. That being said, this is one of the most bullshit terms I have a lot of respect for. And the reason I have a lot of respect for it is that it's just bringing to surface what people have been doing in sales forever. So I'm going to start like that.
All right.
And throw that one at you. What do you got?
I love it. So, okay. Let me even tell you, I've seen this term ABM, account-based marketing. It's popping up more and more. There's a bunch of marketing automation tools, and it lives mostly in the marketing and sales world right now. And there's a bunch of like just software companies that start talking about how they are introducing account-based marketing features and tools and methodologies. The idea at its core, right? The name actually gives it away, but the idea at its core, the idea at its core is that instead of marketing to individuals, right? Even if you're in the B2B space, you run an ad and you're usually very like kind of individually focused. There's like users and views and email addresses as marketing leads that are signing up. So you're really thinking of marketing to like an audience of individuals. You're now starting to think about accounts, account